From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Orville Wright, The Flyer, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series that brings history to life, please visit emeraldbooks.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Out of Control. Tap, tap, tap. What was that? It was not the usual sound of the airplane's engine. Pilot Orville Wright glanced quickly over his shoulder. Everything looked normal. Still, it was an odd noise, and Orville decided that he should land and check it out. He had wanted everything to go perfectly in this demonstration flight for the U.S. Army, but he knew the dangers of flying too well to dismiss the strange noise, especially with a passenger on board. Disappointed, Orville signaled to his passenger, Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge, that he was bringing the flyer in for a landing. Sitting side by side in the revolutionary heavier-than-air flying machine, the two men were traveling about 100 feet above the ground. Just as Orville was about to dip the nose and guide the flyer into land, he heard two loud bangs behind them. Before he had time to think what the bangs could be, the flyer began to shudder and vibrate. One of the propeller drive chains must have snapped. The thought flashed through Orville's mind, and Orville instinctively reached over and shut off the engine. But as soon as he shut the engine down, the flyer veered right toward Arlington Cemetery. Orville quickly pulled on the control levers to regain control of the flyer. But when he activated the wing warping control and adjusted the rudder, nothing happened. The flyer continued veering right. Orville pulled frantically at the control levers. This time, to his relief, the right wing lifted, and the flyer began to turn in the opposite direction. Orville then activated the wing warping in the opposite direction to bring the flyer back to level and under control. But as he did so, the nose of the flyer suddenly dropped. The horizon was gone. Now all Orville could see in front of him was the hard, brown dirt of the parade ground at Fort Myer, Virginia.
"Oh, oh!"
Thomas cried. Orville gave Thomas a quick glance. His passenger's face was ashen, and his eyes bulged as he stared at the ground rushing toward the flyer. Orville made one last desperate attempt to get the nose of the flyer up and get the craft back under control. He frantically moved the front elevator to its maximum up position. It's beginning to work. It's beginning to work. Yes, the nose is lifting. But it was too late. So this is how it ends for the boy from Dayton, Ohio, on a dusty parade ground near Washington, D.C. on a September afternoon. The flyer slammed nose first into the ground. Orville heard the sound of splintering wood all around him, and dust burst against his face. He felt a searing pain in his left thigh, and then everything went black.